before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Time for Color Radio. It's the channel in the know. All around, we'll be found, bringing the hit to. Here is Color Radio. A wonderful
WMFO in Medford.
Starting to spin at Mus 1-4. Veering at 17-1-7. Your baby, over and out.
Time for
bubbles in the think tank.
A wonderful
WMFO.
Are you kidding?
Hey, now, wait a minute. Hey, we are the Monkees. You know we love to please. A manufactured image with no philosophies.
We hope you like our story, although there isn't one. That is to say, there's many. That way, there is more fun.
You've told us you like action and games of many kinds. You like
to dance, we like to sing, so let's all lose our minds.
We know it doesn't matter, because what you came to see is what we'd love to give you and give it 1, 2, 3.
But it may come 3, 2, 1, 2, or jump from 9 to 5. And when you see the end in sight, the beginning may arrive.
For those who look for meanings, in form as they do fact, we might tell you one thing, but we'd only take it back. Not back like in a box
back, not back like in a race, not back so we can keep it, but back in time and space.
You say we're manufactured. To that we all agree. So make your choice and we'll rejoice in never being free.
Hey, we are the Monkees. We've said it all before. The money's in, we're made of tin, we're here to give you more. The money's in, we're made of tin, we're here to give you.
There's a place in this old town where I wanna groove. rock and roll. Animals 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 rock and roll.
Monkey's ass. Yes, the bear's ass. The ape's ass. Yes, the giraffe's ass. Yes, and the lion's ass. And they all ask for you. Say, I stopped on the farm. And they all ask for you. Say, I stopped on the farm. And they all ask for you. Say, the chicken's ass. Yes, and the dog's ass. The cat's ass. Yes, and the bird's ass. Yes, and they all ask for you, honey. On the farm, and they all ask for you. Say, I stopped on the farm, and they all ask for you. Say, I stopped on the farm, and they all ask for you. Say, the horse's ass. Yes, and the hyena's ass. Yes, and the cat's ass. Yes, and the bird's ass. The bee's ass. The mosquito's ass. Yes, and Caledonia's mother's jackass ass. And they all ask for you.
Holy underwear! Sheriff murdered? Innocent women and children blown to bits? We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Immediately, immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph. I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Give the governor harumph.
Harumph.
Make sure the levels are up before you hit the button. That's one thing you learn when you're doing this show, or any show, when you're on radio. How's that? Hey, hello, everybody. I'm Chris. It's Bubbles in the Think Tank. Almost said strike the box for a second there. It's always fun starting a show when you get like a transition from another DJ and you don't get time to prep. But we're doing okay. It's 11:12, including that little red clock. And it sounds like you've had a bunch of cups of coffee. I haven't. I'm just maybe a little excited to do the show today, and that we know that Belinda is coming back next week, hopefully.
Right.
I'm hoping it'd be a little louder.
Jeez.
All right. Let's calm down a little bit. Rompa Bumper Stomper Do, hello to everybody out there in the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook page, and to Chuck, who called in. Thank you, Chuck. We started things off today with some Monkees, with the Diddy Diego war chant from the movie Head, 1968. When I saw that when I was a little kid, the movie Head, it just, yeah, when you're like 10 years old and you see that, or actually even 6 or 7, you're like, what? Skipper and the Wrecking Crew, Don't Put the Monkey Down, off the Samar label, 1956. Chuck Rhubarb, Animal Rock and Roll, from Key, 1957. And Paul Gaten, I think that's how you pronounce it, They All Ask for You Down at the Zoo, off the OK label from 1952. I have a ton of music I gotta try and squeeze in here these next 2 hours. We got the radio obituary coming up after 12 o'clock. I have probably 3 or 4 times changed my playlist today. And as I was going through it again tonight, I was like, the heck with it, just bring everything. We even have commercials today. Tonight. Usually I'm on the day, but tonight. And my background music has stopped, which tells me, dude, get off the air and just play the music. But you'll like some of these commercials. At least I did when I was a kid. Back to the music. I'm Chris. This is Bubbles in a Think Tank. Let's try that again.
No.
Buttons. Buttons.
Once upon a time there was an engineer.
Choo-choo Charlie was his name, we hear.
He had an engine and he sure had fun. He used good and plenty candy to make his train run.
Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Charlie says, really rings the bell. Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Don't know any other candy that I love so well.
I listened to a record that I borrowed from a friend. I listened to it once and once again. The first time that I heard it, my mind, it did a flip. And it's no surprise, tears can pew my eyes when the record started to skip. I listened to a record that I purchased at the store. I listened to it once and more. It was my favorite record. It really had no match. And I must confess, I was a big mess when that record got a scratch. Was my record, my favorite record. It spun in circles when the needle dropped. It was fuzzy and kind of buzzy, and it always made me grumpy when it stopped. Thank you.
Has anybody seen my pal Foot Foot?
Godzilla, King of the Monsters, alive, surging up from the depths of the sea on a tidal wave of terror to wreak vengeance on mankind.
Godzilla, King of the Monsters, it's alive.
A gigantic beast.
Stalking the earth, crushing all before it.
In a cyclonic cavalcade of electrifying horror.
Raging through the streets on a rampage of total destruction.
Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Incredible Titan of Terror.
Wiping out a city of 6 million in a holocaust of flame.
Just flame cannot destroy it.
Bombs cannot kill it.
All modern weapons fail.
Is this the end of our civilization?
Protect the record.
Hey,
This is the countryside. My name is St. George. I'm a knight. Saturday, July 10th, 8.05 p.m. I was working out of the castle on the night watch when a call came in from the chief. A dragon had been devouring maidens. Homicide. My job. Slay him. You call me, chief?
Yeah, it's the dragon again, devouring maidens. The king's daughter may be next.
Mm-hmm. You got a lead?
Nothing much to go on. Say, did you take that .45 automatic into the lab to have him check on it?
Yeah. You were right.
I was right?
Yeah. It was a gun. 8.22 p.m. I talked to one of the maidens who had almost been devoured. Could I talk to you, ma'am?
Who are you?
I'm St. George, ma'am. Homicide, ma'am. I want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. I understand you were almost devoured by the man. Is that right, dragon?
It was terrible. He breathed fire on me. He burned me already.
How can I be sure of that, ma'am?
Believe me, I got it straight from the dragon's mouth.
11.45 p.m. I rode over the King's Highway. I saw a man. Stopped to talk to him. Pardon me, sir. Could I talk to you for just a minute, sir?
Sure, I don't mind.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a knave.
Didn't they pick you up on a 903 last year for stealing tarts?
Yeah? So what, do you want to make a federal case out of it?
No, sir. We heard there was a dragon operating in this neighborhood. We just want to know if you've seen him.
Sure, I seen him.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe him for me?
What's to describe? You see one dragon, you seen them all.
Would you try and remember, sir, just for the record? We just want to get the facts, sir.
Well, he was, you know, he had orange polka dots.
Yes, sir.
Purple feet, breathing fire and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And one big bloodshot eye right in the middle of his forehead, and, like that.
Notice anything unusual about him?
No, he's just a run-the-mill dragon, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, you can go now.
Hey, by the way, how are you gonna catch him?
I thought you'd never ask. A dragon net. 3.05 p.m., I was riding back into the courtyard to make my report to the lab. Then it happened. It was a dragon.
Hey, I'm the fire-breathing dragon. You must be St. George, right?
Yes, sir.
I see you got one of them new 45 caliber swords.
That's about the size of it.
You slay me.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
What do you mean?
I'm taking in a 502. You figure it out.
What's the charge?
Devouring maidens out of season.
Out of season? You never pinned that rap on me. Do you hear me, cop?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you in a 412, too.
A 412? What's a 412?
Overacting. Let's go.
On September the 5th, the dragon was tried and convicted. His fire was put out, and his maiden devouring license revoked. Maiden devouring out of season is punishable by a term of not less than 50 or more than 300 years.
Vietnam, we took a little hike with our scoutmaster down to Lake Onigonike. We took a little pizza and we took some sauerkrauts, and we marched along together till we heard the Girl Scouts.
We're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for the study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together. But if we catch the girls, then we'll set the woods ablaze.
And I was mad cause me mother sent me up here.
Well, we crept up to the water and we see the girls a-swimming. There must have been 100 of them, pretty young women. They looked so fine, even birds forgot to sing. We lay down in the poison oak and didn't say a thing.
We're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for the study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together. But if we catch the girls, then we'll set the woods ablaze.
Hey, but one of you fellas scratched my back.
Well, our counselor said we could take them by surprise if we didn't say a word till we looked them in the eyes. We kept real still and we had our eyes glued. We saw how they were dressed. They were swimming in the well now.
We're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for the study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together. But if we catch the girls, we'll set the woods ablaze.
Well, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast even we couldn't catch them. From the Lake Onigonike all the way to Buffalo.
Hey, fellas, wait for me.
Well, we ran right after them till everyone was pooped. So we rested for a minute and our forces we regrouped. And then we saw the girls behind some evergreens, captured by a company of United States Marines.
And we're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for the study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together. But if we catch the girls, then we'll set the woods ablaze.
Them big guys get everything.
Well, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast even we couldn't catch them. From Lake Onigonike all the way to Buffalo.
A rooty toot toot, a rooty toot toot. We are the boys from the Boy Scout troop. We don't smoke and we don't chew and we don't go with the girls that do.
WMFO Medford, you're listening to Chris and Bubbles in a Think Tank. It's my third go-around. Three times a charm, I guess. We just finished up with some Homer and Jethro with the Battle of Cucamonga, RCA Victoria, 1959. We started things way back there, I think, with some Dot Wagon Band. With my favorite record off the 7 Inches in Heaven 45. Fred Schneider and the Shake Society with Monster from Warner Brothers, 1985, I think. Some Stan Freberg and Dawes Butler with St. George and the Dragonaut. Off the very best of Stan Freberg, I think originally released in 1953 on Capitol. The Cardinals with Hatchet Face. Off the Cha-Cha label, 1965. And like I said, we finished up with some Homer and Jethro. A little public service announcement. Next Tuesday is the state primary. So make sure you get out there and do your voting. And talking about voting and politicians and stuff, have you ever heard politicians singing? Well, by the time you hear this next 45, you'll probably want to rip me out of the studio here. Used to be a politician in Boston. Old guy. And he sent a single out. So I'll be playing that next. And time sure does fly. But thanks for everybody who's been posting in the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook page. I'm trying to keep up, but it's tough. It's tough. I don't know how Blenda does it. All right, let me get back to some music.
From Ireland, the Irish belly.
belly dancer. To me she is the answer, the queen of belly dance from Ireland. She can shake that belly, that lovely Nellie Kelly, the queen of belly dance from Ireland. I fell in love with Nellie Kelly, the queen of the belly dance. In the moment she stepped out there under the lights, it was a magical scene from the Arabian Nights. Yes, it was. The Irish belly dancer, to me she is the answer, the queen of belly dance from Ireland. That lovely Nellie Kelly, oh, she shakes that belly, the queen of belly dance from Ireland. The Irish belly dancer, to me she is the answer, the queen of belly dance from Ireland. Shake that belly, Nelly, I'll change your name from Kelly, the queen of belly dance from Ireland. I fell in love with Nelly Kelly, the queen of belly dance. And the moment she stepped out under the lights was a magical scene from the Arabian Nights. She took off her veil and threw it into the crowd. It was at that moment I hollered aloud. The Irish belly dancer, to me she is the answer, the queen of belly dance from Ireland. Shake that belly, Nelly, I'll change your name from Kelly, the queen of belly dance from Ireland. The Irish belly dancer, to me she is the answer, the queen of belly dance from Ireland. Shake that belly, Nelly, I'll change your name from Kelly, the queen of belly dance from Ireland. The Irish belly dancer, to me she is the answer, the queen of belly dance from Ireland. Shake that belly, Nelly, I'll change your name from Kelly, the queen of belly dance from Ireland.
All rise and take out your teeth for the Somerville National Anthem. Come on, take them out, uppers and lowers.
Oh, Somerville, my Somerville, there's more than meets the eye. Oh, Somerville, my Somerville, there's lots of reasons I'm here. There's one-way streets and liquor stores and pizza joints and billiard halls. Oh, Somerville, my Somerville, I'm really proud to live here.
Oh, Somerville, why people put you down, I know not. I'd like to take that owie car and knock his teeth out, every one of them. Then he'd be an accepted member of this proud community, what we call Somerville, the second most populated city in the whole wide world. Somerville, only the best politicians money can buy. Just a couple of bucks thrown in the right places, and those boys will never forget you. And just one visit to Somerville, and you'll never forget it. And that's why we sing...
Somerville, my Somerville, the people here are pissed off. Oh, Somerville, my Somerville, so think about it, mister. There's Union Square and Davis Square and Peel Square and Hall Square. Even name yet.
screw with us, don't screw with us, 'cause we are proud of
trouble around. Don't let it get you down. Just shimmy, shimmy, shake, shake.
Give a little shake,
shake. When you're feeling sad and low, you don't need a physician. A new step that I know will put you in condition. Just shimmy, shimmy, shake, shake.
Give a little shake, shake.
What to do? He saw the witch's boat attack, and as the boy was fighting back,
he called his rescue racer crew, as often they'd rehearsed, and off to save the boy they flew.
But who would get there first?
But now the boy had washed ashore, Puff arrived to save the day, which made the witch so mad and sore, she shook her fist and screamed away.
HR Puff and Stuff, who's your friend when things get rough? HR Puff and Stuff, can't do a little 'cause you can't do enough. HR Puff and Stuff, he's your friend when things get rough. HR Puff and Stuff, can't do a little 'cause you can't do enough.
Take a noise like a pro.
First, you must tune your guitar to ours, the E or first string.
You're getting too close for comfort, man. I'm warning you, baby, move over.
You know I love you, baby. All I want to do is kiss you, honey.
To dance if you want to. I said dance, not wrestle.
Oh!
Karate!
Ooh, I love your sweet, tender skin. Put your head on my shoulder, will you, baby? Baby.
Marry me?
Oh no, let's wait. Oh, she loves me.
I've picked some interesting background music today, tonight. Haven't I? Just finished up with some John and Jackie with a little girl. And if you're looking at my playlist, you're going to notice I've failed to put down some years and labels. That's because this is the section I was sort of working on last minute and didn't have a chance to look it up. We started things with some Albert L. Dapper O'Neill with the Irish Belly Dancer from 1984. I can remember listening to him and Mark Parento on WBCN going at it numerous times. Billy West with the Somerville Glee Club, or O'Somerville. Thanks to Fred who posted that. I got that off of a couple of cassettes I had of recording old BCN stuff. Countdown and the Monsters with Shimmy Shimmy Shake Shake. And who posted that? That was thank you to Joe. Chairman Joe Silver from Pocono Records. It kind of helped me out there. H.R. Puffin stuff, because who didn't enjoy watching H.R. Puffin stuff when they were a little kid? And I'm sure the adults like to watch it too. Witchy Poo. Jerry and the Upbeats with The Crow from 1962, United Artists. Ray Sanders and Friend with Karate. Karate! And John and Jackie with Little Girl. Looking to see how much time I have left on my background music. Not too much time. Like I said, Radio Obituary will be coming up after midnight. So I'm trying to squeeze as much stuff as I can before that. And I hope you are enjoying the show, because I'm having a good time here. I'm getting hungry. Anybody for some orange whips?
Who wants an orange whip? Orange whip? Orange whip? Three orange whips!
Chips now, all right. She always flips when she
she gets her grip on a crunchy munchy potato chip. I got a girl, she makes me flip. All she wants is potato chip.
Janitor. I am a judge. WMFO in Medford, stereo.